I want to share just a very brief word with you this morning. Our theme verse for this celebration and dedication, and it'll be on your free gift this morning. We have some journals for you. The verse will be on here, but it's 1 Corinthians 3:10-11, which says, "By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." So Paul, of course, here is speaking metaphorically about the church as a people, not a building, but trying to capture our imagination of how the church should be built and function. And I want to just very briefly focus on three keys to this short text, and that is the understanding of the origin of the church, which is grace. The orders for the church, our instructions, which is to build with care, and then the one and only foundation mentioned here in the text, which is Jesus Christ. So first, everything that happens in the church is a work of grace, meaning something that favor that we just don't deserve. Paul says, "By the grace God has given me." See, the reason that we gather together is grace. Is that we are forgiven. That's what we celebrate each and every Sunday to commemorate that on that Sunday morning, Jesus rose from the dead, which confirmed the work he did on the cross, which gives us grace and forgiveness. And grace is what fuels the church going forward and what will continue to lead us on. And the best way I can explain the story of this church is that this has simply been a work of grace. There is a grace upon the church here. And you know what? It was obvious to Hannah and I when we arrived, despite kind of the circumstances or the situation, and there were words and there were visions given that God was going to do a work of grace in this place. So all this is only by the grace given to us. But that doesn't mean we just sit back and do nothing, right? No, there are specific orders here in the text to build carefully. So verse 10 says, "As a wise builder on this foundation of grace, we should build with care." Gordon Fee calls these verses some of the most significant in all of the New Testament about our responsibility to build the church. What does it mean to be a wise builder of the church? Again, Paul is using this as a metaphor, and the rest of the metaphor goes on to explain that it means you build with materials that will last. Back in 2001, when we laid out our faith goals for the year 2021 through 2025, we felt like the Lord gave us kind of a little phrase for each year as we laid that out. And for this year, 2024, not even knowing we were going to do what we did this year, the phrase that we felt the Lord give us was that this year we were going to solidify a lasting legacy. And we define that in 2021 as this: a foundational spiritual and organizational DNA and stability in place that outlasts the current team, impacting families and generations of worshipers on Vancouver Island. Essentially, what we were saying back then is we want to build the church with care, on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, with materials that last far beyond all of us. And really, that was the big picture goal or vision 9+ years ago when Hannah and I came here. You know, for the 50 years prior, the church had always hovered somewhere between 40 and 80 people during that 50+ years. And they went through many ups and downs, sometimes based on, you know, who the pastor was or if they had a pastor at all. And when we came, we said, you know, let's be a part of something that lasts and will outlast us. Where this church would always be a growing, life-giving, disciple-making church that impacts its community and blesses its community, no matter who its leaders are, right? It just becomes baked into the DNA of this place or the foundation of the church and everyone who is a part of it. And we hope that you will adopt that same vision together and the calling to become wise builders who build with care, for all of us to be a part of something that outlasts our own lives should the Lord wait to return. And that's what our Pave the Way campaign has been all about, that's been funding all that you see. There's a booklets on the tables outside that just explain the story of our church and where we've been and where we're going there. But it says on the front of the Pave the Way brochure, we're paving the way for what? For future generations to know Jesus. To build the church with care is to build it with Jesus as the focus, which also means to build it on love. For there is one and one only foundation to build on, and that is Jesus Christ. It says, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. The band's going to come up, and you know, to build something that lasts, it has to have a good foundation, right? And there is no better foundation, there is no firmer foundation to last than the work of Jesus on the cross. And the good news is the foundation has already been finished, right? It is done. It has already been prepared for us. It was already laid with the work of Jesus on the cross. And you know, when we did this reno, it was tempting to put the screen in the middle because then we'd only have to have one screen and one projector. But we said, no, we can't do that because everything is about this. That is the foundation. That is the center. And it's worth, you know, a few thousand extra dollars to keep that as the center there. And the work of Christ on the cross, it's a great mystery that many have found to be true, both in their minds as they've studied it, in their hearts as they've experienced it, as you saw in that video. And if you're interested in what that means, we just encourage you to get plugged in here and start that journey with us, no matter where you're at, sort of whether you have questions or this is, you know, new to you. But there's nothing more important than answering that question of what is life all about. But we want to close by celebrating and declaring that foundation, that we will build on no other foundation than Jesus. So would you stand with me as we declare this together, that this is our foundation, this is what we will build on, and this is what will lead us forth. And then I'll close us and give some instruction.